the reason we've gone crazy, in a word, is sex.
Hi, I'm Tracy Oppenheimer with Reason TV. I'm here with Nancy Cohen, author of Delirium, How the Sexual Counterrevolution is Polarizing America. Nancy, thanks for being here.
Happy to be here, Tracy.
What is the sexual counterrevolution and what are these sexual fundamentalists?
About 40 years ago, everything changed in America. Birth control actually used to be illegal. Gay sex was illegal. And then you had the sexual revolution. And what happened, a small group of Americans, mostly religious fundamentalists, freaked out about these changes in sexual relations, in personal freedom, and they became politically active. Exactly and deliberately to roll back these changes.
And you say that these people are the most powerful bloc in the Republican Party, but they're also a vast minority. How is this possible?
By doing that really, you know, kind of boring and tedious work of working in your local party committees at the precinct levels and state conventions. These people that I call the sexual fundamentalists constitute about 50% of the Republican electorate. Now, these are strong identifying Republicans. And of course, the activists are a much smaller minority. They really became the gatekeepers of the 2012 primary field. And that is why we're seeing, you know, someone like Santorum that is really a fringe candidate. And it's also why Mitt Romney has been forced to talk about birth control and abortion much more than he would want to. He would prefer to talk about the economy.
Do you think that part of that responsibility lies with the mainstream media because they've sort of displayed these sex issues as at the top?
It's much more sensational to talk about sex than it is about deficits, granted. But there was actually a lot more of these social issues coming up in the Republican primary earlier that the mainstream media wasn't reporting on. The candidates were talking a lot about personhood amendments, about the pill is a form of abortion.
There's the people who care about abortion and birth control and whether or not they should be legal. And then there's the group of people who just don't think the government should be funding it. Is this sort of unfairly clumping them?
I don't know that I'm unfairly clumping them. The people who feel that way are joined together in the Republican Party. People who want to see smaller government, who don't believe government should fund it, let's leave aside that this is about insurance regulations, not the government funding birth control as well, which is another issue.
See how that plays out in the next few years.
We'll see.
Democrats did call it an attack on reproductive rights when the issue arose of religious institutions and companies don't want to pay for birth control.
Most of the people agitating this are reactionaries about sexual issues. And people who disagree with this on issues of government regulation and religious liberty didn't do enough to challenge their political allies.
Do you still think the government should be providing funding for these programs?
We're the only advanced country in the world that doesn't have a real system of universal health care. And I think it's a travesty that we allow people to die because they don't have the money.
But just focusing on birth control.
I do think it's a fundamental issue of personal freedom, and I do think it's a fundamental issue of health. If we are going to have regulation.
But just because they're not paying for it doesn't mean they don't have
access to it. Yes, some forms of birth control happen to be very expensive. If we are going to have any kind of regulation of healthcare, that should be one of the covered services.
You also acknowledge that Republicans aren't the only ones to blame here. Could you talk a little bit about the Democrats' role?
Classic New Deal liberals had the same kind of reaction against these new issues of sex and women's rights and gay rights coming up in the party. Every time that Democrats lose election, except recently, they revert to this kind of collective panic that it must be the fault of our base. It must be the women, it must be the gays, it must be the elitist college students.
Thank you again for coming and talking to us.
You're welcome, it's a pleasure to be here.
For Reason TV, I'm Tracy Oppenheimer.